Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf Aleph, Chapter 101. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 101 is a beautiful chapter that deals with the manner which David HaMelech will interact, in a sense, with his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and what he desires of that relationship and how he's going to behave in a certain mode, and how he is going to interact and behave with certain individuals around his palace, around his court. If you want, you can establish it sort of the manner of his melucha and the manner of his person in this realm, who he is going to associate with, who he will allow to associate with his monarchy and his kingdom, and who he cannot stand to be around and who he abhors in terms of their behavior. To quote the Sforno at his outset, he says as follows, "Bazah HaMizmar, Hodiah HaMelech David Tov Derechav." In this chapter, David HaMelech talks about the goodness of his ways. Kishabikesh Lahasig Es Ruach HaKodesh, right, when he talks about his desire to reach a level of Ruach HaKodesh, Lahazir B'nei Kibbutz Golios, right, to warn and to speak to the people in the Golos, V'chol Chafetz Lazakos Limos HaMashiach Sheyechu B'drachav, and all who desire to walk in merit in the paths of Hashem, and to be present in the coming of Mashiach, how that's going to be. So that's sort of the forward-thinking approach. I mean, at the same time, the way the Radak sees it is sort of how he is as follows. Mishpatei Malchuso Be'ezederechu Misnaheg Im Yisrael. How he's going to behave and how he's going to act with Yisrael. And who is not going to stand before him and who is going to stand before him. Here we go. And interestingly enough, again, as we've done in the past, there's a lot of very important textual items that are going on, paralleling off certain texts and certain verses and certain words. If you wanted to look for words that appear with regularity in our text, so you have the word tam or tamim, the notion of tmimus and purity, right? Integrity, that's one. That happens three times in our text. You have einayim or ayin four times in our text. Variations of the ideas of eyes and sight. The word lev or levav or levavi is also apparent three times in our text. And already you see what you have here. You have the notion of heart, you have the notion of sight, and your notion of purity and integrity of individuals. At the same time, there are a lot of languages of low, the word low. Not this, not that, all kinds of different things. So you have lo yidbak, lo eda, lo uchal, lo yeshev, lo yikom. So don't allow X to cleave to me, lo yidbak be, lo eda, I can't fathom or grasp or understand evil, lo uchal, I can't simply allow this to be near me, I can't suffer this. Lo yeshev, they won't sit with me. Lo yikon, they won't be within my house. They won't be established before my eyes. So a lot of different texts. At the same time, you have a lot of negative language. Divrei bilial, divar bilial. Right? You have what are things that are base items. You have poalei oven, which we've seen numerous times. The notion of poalei oven, people who have iniquity. Rishei haaretz, the evil people of the land, the wicked. Right? Here we have another one, a new one. Asos seitim, people who do things in a crooked manner. I can't be around them. Seitim, we'll see what that word means in specific in a moment. You have all of these things that are going on. Further, you have the parallel texts. Verse 2, Askila b'derech tamim, matches up with Vav, verse 6. Why? Because in both you have the idea of derech tamim, and you have the idea of of holech, of es halech in verse 2, and holech in verse 6. At the same time, it also hits up very nicely to verse 7, where in verse 2 you have Bekerev Beis C, and then in verse 7 you have Bekerev Beis C. And then also verse 3 matches up as well with verse 6, the idea of Einai, the ideas of the lows that appear in the different texts. You have Bilial in 3, you have Remiyah in 6. Lo Yikon and Lo Yidbak, they sort of all parallel off, and you get that sort of understanding of the structural interface that's going on internally to the text. What we're also going to understand beautifully with the Malbim is, what does it mean to be Tamim? What does that idea of purity or integrity exactly mean? Here we begin. L'David Mizmor, a psalm of David. So the first thing that's important there is to realize that David HaMelech is quote-unquote back, that the chapters of Moshe Rabbeinu that are attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu are completed. And in Kuf Aleph, David HaMelech returns. Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecho Adonai azameira. He says, I will sing the song of mercy and justice, and to thee Hashem, to you Hashem, I will sing praises. Says the Malbim, and we'll do a lot of Malbim and Radak Sfarno in our understanding of this chapter. So he says like this, Hanhagas Hashem hu etzli o chesed o mishpat. David HaMelech is saying that with respect to me, the manner in which God acts is either chesed or mishpat. It's either with a sense of mercy, a sense of righteousness, or a sense of justice. V'lo nimtza ba davara, and in it there is nothing bad. Ki hatov sheyitein hu mitzad chasdo lo mitzad hachiyuf. So he says that that which he gives him mitzad chesed is not obligatory. Ki mi hakdimani v'ashalei? For who is it for me that I have to pay it back? V'harahu mitzad hamishpat ba'avur roa hama'asim l'chaper avon ul'hatem chatas. So he says, with respect to that which might be bad, quote-unquote, that's mishpat, but that's by virtue of having done evil, it comes as a sort of atonement for those things and to purify them. Ad shelachein al shnei hamashira. Therefore, on both of them, I should sing a song. Ukamosha amru chazal ben chesed ben mishpat ashira. For both of them, I should sing. Ki b'shneihem lecha Hashem azameira. For both of them, I will sing to you, Ashabeach es Hashem. I will sing songs to you, O al chasdo, right? Whether it's because of the chesed, O mitzad she'asa mishpat, or the fact that you've done justice, shizem mitzad hashgachaso v'tzidko. Mitzad she'mashgiach alay lahatem tumasim imeni. And that which you are watching over me to purify me from all of my iniquities. So in all things, David HaMelech says, I will sing to you. Askila b'derech tamim, masai tavo elai. I will look into and I will investigate and I will try to understand the idea of the way of tamimus, the way of integrity, the way of purity. Masai tavo elai. When will it come to me? Now that can be taken either as sort of a woe statement, oh, when will it come to me? Or rather in question of his pursuit, when will it happen? I want it, I desire it, when will it be? Eshalech b'som livavi b'kerev b'si. I will walk and I will go within my house with the integrity of my heart. Right? So there you have a very beautiful image. Says the Radak, askil et b'derech tamim, etain li bi lahaskil. I will give my heart to understand, b'derech shehu derech tamim. To see and to investigate, to seek out a path that is considered tamim. Va'atzapem asai tavo elai. And I will wait. And I will wait for when it will come to me. When will it come to me? Says the Malbim, what does it mean, a derech tamim? What is that idea? So it says like this. And here the Malbim is discussing the first set of psukim, the manner in which David HaMelech will interact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then you'll see in the second half the manner in which he will interact or not interact with other people. So he says like this, Geder ha-tmimus, the boundaries, the specter of tmimus, who? Sheyaseh maseh ha-tzedek, a person should do an act of goodness, Shelo ba'avur shum p'naya chitzonis, without any sort of an external purpose. Mitikvas tzchar viras onesh, whether it's for the purpose of reward or the fear of punishment. O va'avur p'naya acheres, or for any other reason. Kimoli hisga'os ulhispa'er v'chadome, whether it's for the pride or public publicity. Rak, says the Malbim, Ya'aseu mitzad avas hatov, he simply should do it because of the side of it that's good, ba'avur shehu tov, for no other purpose than it's good and just. Mitzad shetziva Hashem alav, and the fact that Hashem commanded it. Hashem commanded it. That's it. L'shem shemayim, what we call for the sake of heaven, l'shma. U'baderech ha'harchava, to expand on the idea, yikare tamim, a person would be called tamim, Misha nira b'chitzonu yuso, with his externalities, shematmid b'tzedek, that he's always with righteousness, ve'inu mat b'menu b'shumpam, and he never strays from it at all. U'b'chol zos, yucha li yosha'inu tamim b'liba. But the reality is, in his heart, he may not be pure, intended. Kiliba male p'nayos acheros v'tachlios zaro shabuvram yasa tzedek. Because it could be that in his heart he has other intentions and other desires in mind, even though externally it looks very good. Ulahavdil beinehem nikra hatamim be'emes, and to differentiate between that and what's called really purely, truthfully tamim, b'shem tam levav. In the second half of the verse he says, es halech b'sam levavi. Right? I'm going to walk in my house with the integrity of heart. Not simply a derech tamim, but in my heart. Shehatmimus nishrash belibo, that is rooted in his heart, lo b'chitzuniyo solivad, and not simply in the externalities. He says, v'yan, understand and know, shebekal yiteh ha'adam ba'atzmo. Person can easily make a mistake, v'yichashiv sha'osa ma'aseh b'tmimus, that he's acting in a manner of tmimus. U'be'emes yimatze belibo achorei hachipus, the person investigates in their heart a little bit, most people will have some sort of other underlying ulterior motive. Yomar, so therefore he says the verse, when will this come to me? Not simply that he has to go after it, but it's simply that it will come to him. Not that it will become simply habitual, that it will be natural in his soul, that the path itself will be enshrined and inscribed on his nature. Even when it's simply in my house, there's nobody there, there's no one else around, there's no other person to see it, it's simply rooted, and that's the manner in which I behave. What an image, what an idea, what a request, what a desire from David HaMelech. Lo ashis l'neged einai devar b'liyal, coming to verse 3. I will not set the base, devar b'liyal, base things in, against my eyes. Aso sitim, sitim sonesi, lo yidbak bi. The request is, right, that all the people who do these things that are crooked, lo yidbak bi. What is sitim? What does that word mean? So Metudas Tzion and Rashi, right, say that it's anything that's going to take me away from my path. Lasur min haderech. Rashi says, like the lashon of ki tista ishto, the language where the isha sota, seitim, right, that turns away from the derech hatov. That's the language of seitim, sonesi. He says, I abhor it, I hate it. Lo yidbak bi. Don't let it come to me. It should not be connected to me. It should not be part of who I am. Continuing, levav ikesh yasur mimeni ra lo eda. The perverse heart should be removed mimeni. Evil I should not know. So there you have, in sort of three texts, what he desires is a tam lev. He doesn't want to be around Dvar Belial. He wants that removed from him. He doesn't want it near him in his physical being, in his physical mind, and in his purview of action. That's the first four verses. Now it sort of shifts, subtly, but it shifts to other people and their being in his environs as well. And he says as follows. Milashini boseser re'ehu oso atzmis. The people who slander their friends, those I will destroy, I will cut them out. The word atzmis we've seen before, yatzmisem in Tzadi Dal 94, the end where he talks about the idea of ridding us of enemies. So here you have it here twice, once in verse 5 and once in verse 8. So he says, those who slander their brothers, those I don't want any part of me, any part of my surroundings. Giva einayim, rechav levav. Right, the opposite of tam lev is a rechav lev, the person who is proud of heart, haughty of eye, osolu uchal. I simply cannot be sovel, these types of people. I simply can't have these people around me. They're not included. Those who are haughty and snooty and hold themselves out to be above everybody else, I don't want any part of that. Says the Radak beautifully, and other Mefarshim agree, is the following idea. What does that mean? Milashini b'seiser. So he says, typically, a melech desires to have around him people who are loyal to the king. And he says that they would be willing to do anything for the melucha, they'll be willing to say anything for the king and the monarchy. She says, Hefech shar ha-melochim. I'm the opposite of all the other kings. Shemakrivim ha-anashim ha-malshinim lahem. Ke'edelahani sh'amoshanim b'mimamonam. She says, I'm not like those guys. I don't want the people who are going to be around me who are simply going to rat out their brethren for the sake of punishing those people and benefiting from their money. Elayisi sone ha-malshin. I abhor the slanderer. Lo hayisi manish adam shelo be'edim. I would never punish anybody without witnesses. Anyone who would do such a thing, I would destroy, remove, cut him out from my place. The person who's a malshin, who's a slanderer, says the Radak, he's a shakran. I view him, says David HaMelech, as a lawyer. Even if he's telling the truth, by virtue of doing it in this way, it's a chait. I don't want that around me. I don't want any part of that in my presence. That's not how this works. I want who? He says, who do I want? Einai b'nei eretz l'sheves imadi. I want the faithful of the land. Those whom my eyes are turning to, who I fall upon with my vision. The people who I see being part of my round table, my people. Who are they? Holech b'derech tamim hu yishar seini. The people who walk in the path of tamim, of tmimus, of integrity, they will be my ministers. They will be around me. I want truthful people. I want the honest people to be in my circles and in my being and with me and surrounding me. Notice he doesn't say the samlev, because mamish, you can't know that about somebody else. You believe it about somebody, but you know, you can see a person who's holet derech tamim. You don't know if the person is tamlev. So he will, quote-unquote, settle for those who will dwell with him, who are derech tamim. But lo yeshev bekerev beisi osei rimaya. The people who will not be with me, those are the ones who are osei rimaya. Those are the tricksters and deceitful ones. Dover shikarim, people who speak falsehoods, lo yikam leneged einai. Again, with my eyes, they will not sit. They will not be not even simply at my table. They will not be in my vision. I can't even see them. I will not allow them to be with me, because that's not how I'm going to be. That's not how I'm going to behave. That's not how I'm going to interact with people. Interact in my rulership. Levekarim in the mornings, atzmis kol rishay aretz. In the daytime, I will root out. When it is clear to me, I will root out all the evil in the land. Lahachris meir Hashem ko po'ol hayaven, to destroy and to cut off, not only from my purview and from my own palace, my own bias, but even from my surroundings and my environs in the city. The city has to be in a certain manner. Ko po'ol hayaven, all those who are who bear iniquity, all those who act in a certain manner that is counter to what I'm trying to accomplish, all those I will root out through mishpat, certainly, through justice, obviously. Through righteousness, absolutely. And all that is the manner in which David HaMelech now is describing, not only the manner in which he desires to relate to Hashem, and how he intends to behave, betam, and not with all the other negatives, but rather, not only that, that he will surround himself and he would create the right environment that all those people will be. Just to finish out with a good Malbim, Ra'lo Eda, the text in verse Dalet tells us, Ra'lo Eda, I will not know evil. Shekol kach hateva libi al hamaseh hatov, said, so good is my natural heart with respect to doing good. Ad shelo Eda klal mahu ra. We might call that naive. Here it's righteousness. I won't even understand or know what evil is. Like what? Kimo ha'adam kodem hachet. Like Adam Harishon, before the sin. Shelo yada min hara klal. He didn't even know in any matter what evil was. Why? Ki lo shaltu tziyurim harayim al talme levavo klal lo hasigam biyadam. He simply did not know what they were. They did not relate to him in any manner. He was removed and separated from them. We continue tomorrow with Kuf Beis 102.